Hey, this is John Jonas, and I am super excited to do this case study with Scott. Scott and I met a while back, and we talked about some things, and since then he's had some really good success. So, Scott, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Great. Okay, so I don't want to take a long time on this. But I want to know kind of what's going on with you and what you're doing and how you're succeeding with what you're doing. I kind of want to give people some of the parts of your success so that, they can take it and succeed with it. I know that the market that you're in is very, very, very big, and it's not going to create any competition for anybody. So, are you okay with that? Are you good with
Yeah,
that?
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'd kind of like to push you a little bit and see what we can get out of you and your success. So, okay, so right now, and I know a little bit of what you're succeeding in. What were you doing before that? What were you struggling in? What were you trying to do and not succeeding with?
Well, beforehand, I was experimenting with building niche sites. And I had spent a few months doing that, learning the system and implementing what I heard. When I came across the offline marketing model and focused all my attention on that.
Okay, so and that's good to hear. There are people that succeed with building niche sites, and there are people that don't. Just one of the things I like to talk about is there are people that succeed at building lists and people that don't. I don't. On some of my niche sites that work really well, I've tried building lists with them and I can't do it, and it's just a struggle. So, good to see that you tried something that didn't work. And I know that you had stuck with it for a while, and then you found something that did work for you, and now you're sticking with it. So that's good to know. So tell me, what are you doing now? What's your business model now?
My business model right now is basically just I'm doing marketing services for small businesses in my local community. I've been at it for a couple months now and really don't have any business cards. Everything's been word of mouth. I started just talking to people who I knew and telling them that I was offering marketing services for small businesses and picked up my first client that way. And it's basically just started to take off from that point. Anywhere from building websites for them, creating videos, that type of stuff.
Sweet. Okay. So, and that is really great advice, what you just said. And I don't know if you realize this, but the first thing you did was you didn't go out and build a website. You didn't go out and get business cards. You didn't go out and make t-shirts and hats and mugs. The first thing you did was you went out and made a sale.
Correct. I mean, I had taken your advice on basically just going out and talking to people, and actually the first person who I mentioned it to became my first client. And it's really, these people, as far as in the local businesses, a lot of these people are really clueless about promoting their businesses online. So it's going very well.
Okay, cool. Hey, and just so everyone knows, you have a full-time job, right?
Yeah, I have a full-time job. I work for corporate America. And so I, dedicate as much time as I can to this. Usually I try to get in a couple hours a day.
But only a couple hours a day.
Correct.
Okay. So before you started succeeding, what was kind of holding you back? What was keeping you from succeeding? What was keeping you from doing this? What was the confidence thing that you lacked before?
The confidence I would say is that, there's so many different methods and different ways to make money online, and it's all just very confusing. Being new to online marketing, you can try 10 different things and they may work, they may not. So for me, it was, coming across a guy like you, a guy like Jim Cockrum, who I could trust, who said, "Hey, this works, go try this." And it literally worked the first time I tried it.
Sweet. Okay. So you have confidence. You can see you can trust us. You know, that's nice. It went out and worked, which is awesome. Any thoughts on? Maybe that's not such a good question. I was going to ask, like, what kind of changed your success, but I think you've kind of answered that. How much money are you making?
Last month I made $2,000 with
part-time.
One client.
One client,
yeah,
part-time.
Really part-time, and I definitely charged way too little. you know, it's, you know, I guess getting out of the gate, you know, I think everyone who I've talked to says they charge too little, but, you know, that'll change in time.
Right.
And, so, you know, and then moving on, it's, I was really able to, or I'm able to not put a ton of time in because I've utilized the outsourcing methods. To make, you know, to actually have someone basically do all the work for me. I'm not a super technical person, so that's been a key element.
Okay, so let's talk about the outsourcing then for a second. What do you have this person doing for you? What are you doing for your clients, and what do you have them doing? What part of the work do you have them doing?
So I have one guy in the Philippines full time, and he does WordPress.
Wait, how much do you pay him?
I pay him $75 a week, so
okay.
$300 a month.
Sweet. Okay.
And he does all of the WordPress stuff. So basically, I give him everything for WordPress. He builds the site. I just direct him using Basecamp for project management. And then he does graphics as well. He creates graphics for the websites. And he's also, I was able to teach him how to do video editing. So if I shoot a short video or a testimonial for a client, I can send it to him and he'll edit the video. And then he's also, creates videos on his own now. So that's been really helpful.
And what are you doing with those videos? What do you do? What does he do?
Well, what I do is we're taking those videos and, like, for example, a client who had a construction project, he wanted to create a video, like a slideshow video with all the pictures from a recent project that he finished. So we created that with all those photos. We added music to it, edited it, made it real nice, and then created a YouTube channel and also uploaded it to the website so his clients could come see it.
Sweet. That's great. And how much of that work did you have to do?
I the only work that I do is just interact with the client, and then I'll shoot the video testimonial with a Kodak HD camera. But that's essentially it.
With the Kodak ZI-8? Like $130?
Yeah, the ZI-8. Yeah, and I don't even, to be honest with you, I don't even know how to configure WordPress.
Okay, your guy's doing that for you?
I've never done it, but he does it for me.
Sweet, and so you shoot it, you send him the files, he edits the files, he sends it back to you, you say yes, he uploads it to YouTube, into the channel.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. He'll take the first version, he'll upload it to Basecamp, I'll take a look, add some comments, then he'll tweak it from there and then upload it to YouTube and the site.
So one of the things that I loved that you said that I think so many people miss is he sets up the WordPress stuff for you and you don't know very much about that, and then you taught him how to edit videos. Which means you didn't hire him to do video editing, but you taught him how, and he's doing it successfully for you. And I've had this experience so many times with people where I you know, again, I don't hire people because of their video editing skills usually. I hire them because of their English. And then you can teach these people to do just about anything. So I'm interested to hear, what were the criteria upon which you hired him? Like, what were you looking for? What did you do when you hired this guy? What skills did he have?
He had the number one skill was the English writing. I went through at least a dozen resumes on online jobs, And I was looking for an English writer with and speaker with WordPress skills. And I had about a dozen people who I went through, and a couple of them seemed very eager. They seemed like they wanted the work. They were ready to go. So he was the guy who seemed the most eager and the most qualified. So he knew WordPress from the beginning, but he didn't know any video editing. So I gave him a few tutorials that I found on YouTube, and he, you know, basically just taught himself how to do it. And now he creates, like, really, really nice videos, and you wouldn't even know that he didn't have that much experience doing it.
So awesome. It's amazing how easy this becomes as you do it more and more. So in your hiring process with this guy, I just want to make sure I got this, because I see a lot of people make mistakes in this part, and it sounds to me like you did it pretty dang well. You went on to onlinejobs.ph. You were looking specifically for English and WordPress. So my guess is you used the advanced search. You searched for advanced English and advanced WordPress skills. Is that right or is that not right?
Correct.
Okay. So beyond that then, you started contacting people who looked reasonably qualified. You contacted a dozen people. Some of them got back to you. Is this sounding right?
Yeah, some of them got back to me. Some of them took a couple days, and I kind of eliminated those people. So I was looking for the prompt response.
Okay, that's cool. That's a good idea. I like that. Did you go back and forth with them? Did you just hire him because he was the best one? What did you do?
I narrowed it down to two guys, and I went back and forth, and I just asked for samples of their work. They sent me, you know, links to sites that they had done, and just really had a conversation back and forth via email. I mean, I've never spoken to my guy on the telephone or via Skype. We just went back and forth, and, you know, like I said, the English skills I felt were important. And so in the end, I just chose, you know, the person who I felt was the most qualified.
And it's working out.
Yeah, it's working out, you know, very well. I really don't have any complaints.
Is there anything that you wish you would have done differently? Is there anything you'd do differently next time?
As far as the hiring process, no. The only thing for me is sometimes you get into the mindset of just constantly keeping my guy busy. You know, having an employee and then being a, you know, so far away, it's sometimes in the back of my mind, it's, I just want to make sure that they're working, you know, 8 hours a day, full-time work. But I'm really able to gauge, you know, how much he's working by the amount of tasks that he completes each day.
Cool. Okay.
So overall, it's going very well.
Just so you know, we have a service called Track Labor, which will monitor exactly what's going on and how much time they're spending and what tasks they're doing and what exactly where they're spending their time. It's pretty impressive. Tracklabor.com. Another little piece of advice there is, if you give him tasks that he can do over and over again, stuff like SEO, you know, if you can get one of your clients to get you to do SEO for them, it's pretty easy for them to stay busy full time as they do that. And also, you know, I know in your business model, in your business model where you can, you know, build a site, build a local site and lease it to someone, that's a pretty good place to have them doing SEO where they can be busy full time. You know, either they're writing an article or they're creating videos and doing video marketing for you, or they're doing directory submissions or social networking or social bookmarking or, you know, all these things that there's always something they can fall back on when they finish the specific task. You know, they've set up the WordPress and done the graphics and set it up exactly how you want it to. Now they can fall back on doing these things for your sites when they don't have other stuff to do.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Absolutely.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate it. Anything else that you want to say that maybe has helped you succeed? Any last words before we finish? You know, we've gone about 15 minutes, and I think it's been super helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it basically just, you know, the offline business model, it works very well, and there's a lot of people out there who need the services. And as far as executing the tasks using onlinejobs.ph and hiring a worker in the Philippines is probably the highest payoff task that I can think of, because you're basically able to hire someone or multiple people to do the work for you literally while you're sleeping. So it's worked out very well.
Cool. Well, you know, I appreciate it. I'm so thrilled that you're succeeding. And it's good to talk to you. So thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, John.